Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on another episode from the life of Jacob, a second theophany he experienced. It is reported in the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verses 22 to 32. Let me read two verses. So Jacob called the place Penuel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Penuel, limping because of his hip. Jacob called the place Penuel. Penuel is the name of the place, and the name means face of God. Panim El is the root. Penuel, face of God. Jacob said, "I have seen God face to face." This is an episode where his name is changed. And the change of the name represents the change of character, a thorough change in the life of Jacob. Till now, he was coward. He was shrewd, cunning, and cheating. But he was never ready to face up to reality. He was running away from his brother because he was afraid Esau would kill him. On that way, he encountered God at Bethel. But that encounter with God at Bethel did not change the person nor the character. It gave him the confidence and trust that God will be with him, but his character did not change. He came to Haran, he lived with his uncle, married two of his daughters and two of the slaves. He had a lot of wealth. He had 12 children, and then he was running away from Laban. Now he was confronted with a reality. He came to River Yabok, and across the river to the west, he brought all his belongings. And then he heard that Esau is coming to meet him with 400 men, soldiers perhaps. Jacob was afraid. He could not go to the west because Esau was coming to confront him. He could not go to the east because he had made a treaty, covenant with his father-in-law that he will not go back to the place. Now he is left with nowhere to hide, nowhere to flee. Still he wanted to run away. That's why he is staying alone at the eastern bank of River Yabok with all his belongings on the western side. In this juncture, when he was again trying to escape, run away, God confronted him in a very strange way. This time, heavens did not open before him. God did not come down to comfort and console him. God came as an enemy, as if to destroy him. A person, a strange person, a stranger came and struggled with him, wrestled with him, it is said in the Bible. The whole night, Jacob was in mortal danger. He was afraid, terror-stricken. And then he realized that there was power dormant in himself. Till now, he was not aware of that power, the inner strength. God made him aware of his sleeping power, the power that comes from God's presence. And it was the mortal fear that somehow awakened the power in Jacob. God appeared as an enemy. God appeared as an other who confronts and tries to destroy. Very strange indeed. But sometimes it happens in our lives also. Sometimes God intervenes very powerfully, tragically in our lives. Episodes happen, events happen in our lives that may shatter all our hopes and security. We'll be thrown out of balance. And we think that we are being destroyed by God. No, we are not. We are being strengthened. God allows disasters in our lives. Maybe poverty, maybe sickness, maybe accidents, maybe loss of reputation, loss of wealth. All this can happen because God enters into our lives decisively to help us, to strengthen us. And God allowed himself to be defeated, so to say. At the end, when the sun was rising, the stranger said, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "No, I will not let you go unless you bless me." This is prayer, struggling with God in the dark night of our soul, struggling for God with God, praying for his blessing. Jacob is a model of prayer, model of struggle. and model of strength that God gives us. So the place name changed, it became Penuel. And the person also was changed. He was no more Jacob, he is called Israel, the one who struggles with God and wins. So it is God who allows us to struggle and strengthen our inner being. So whenever disasters happen in our lives, we should not panic. God is entering into our life in a totally unexpected way, and He will strengthen us and lead us home, giving us a new name, a new character, a new purpose. Amen.